What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out, what do you got?
Well, one thing that I really miss when I go visit the East Coast is their late last call, right? They go to like 4 a.m. in certain cities. And West Hollywood, by me, one of those cities. I know Mace kind of mentioned it a few days ago. But they are one of six cities that are in this pilot program that they're pushing for so bars can stay open till 4 a.m. There is people that are pushing against it because they say that they don't want, you know, drunk driving's going to go up. There's also going to be more noise around those cities. And the cities are Oakland, San Francisco, West Hollywood, Palm Springs, Fresno. I don't even know how they got in the mix. And Coachella and Cathedral City. So we might be able to drink till 4 a.m. in West Hollywood. Kind of with it.
Huh.
I mean, listen. That was the when I was young and would come out here. I remember the first time I was here. I remember I went to the grocery store because I was staying at a hotel. I was doing work till like late at night, like 1 or 2 in the morning. And I went to like a grocery store and I'm like, oh, I can just buy like a bottle of wine there or whatever. And I'll take it back to the room. And when I went to try to buy the wine, the guy was like, no, can't sell it to you. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, can't sell alcohol after whatever it was. And I was like, are you freaking serious? Like this is the second largest city in America. Like, what are we talking about here? And like, I felt like I was in like some rural part of the country because
like
of
that
those
dry
rules.
County you were in.
It was, yeah, Jonesboro, Arkansas. It was the strangest thing ever. I mean, I guess now as I've gotten old, I don't care because I'm not out like partying and want, you know, looking to drink at 2 or 3 in the morning. But I definitely, when I was, you know, younger in like my 20s and 30s, I was stunned by it for sure. It was
annoying.
Actually
a funny story though, about going into a grocery store and them saying we can't sell alcohol after this time of the night. And you're like, really? Like, what does it matter? I'm in a grocery store. Why can't I buy this wine? That was like me when I was going to Mexico and they stopped me and they found all that weed in my bag. I was like, what?
Right,
I didn't
but
know.
You're going to a different country, bro. You're
that's, yeah, but, I, that's kinda, but they told me.
That's
like,
kind of like when I said, Freddie Freeman, it's on you, bro.
Yeah.
That you didn't ask your agent what the Braves' last offer was and right. Why you're so emotional. Yeah. That's the same thing for you. That's on you, bro.
Should I have Googled, like, can I bring cannabis into Mexico?
Yes. Yes. That's what people do when they travel with cannabis.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they have signs everywhere and, like, you're not supposed to fly with it. Like, you're not
well, it's a federal
to.
Offense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it cost $250, and they took your stuff. I was able to
that's
go on,
on you,
to Mexico.
Bro.
Yeah, it is on me.
Yeah,
it is on me. I admit that. Yeah.
That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever
got
you
hustled.
Are.
Yeah, you know, dude, hustled. I don't even – but I don't think I need a bar open until 4 o'clock in the morning anymore. You know,
well,
you're right.
Not anymore,
well, we
but when
don't.
You were 25, you did.
I know.
We don't, but your kids that are 21 probably do, and other yeah. People that are in that age group that want it should have it.
Ah, shut them down.
I remember. I remember when I was a bartender, and I'd never wanted to work on the night where they turn the clocks back because technically you have to work an hour later, and so you know all the rowdy people would like come in and be like, "Woo, we get an extra hour at the bar," but we would still close anyway because we'd be like, "Oh no, last call is at whatever time it is, like right before the clock hit 2," so we would. That's when the hand goes back. So we'd be like, "Sorry, last call," and everyone would get so mad. And it was so funny because these people thought, like, haha, we're getting an extra hour at the bar, and we'd close anyway. It was great.
By the way, speaking of great, we're hosting our very own All-Star Friday night event, which includes our Wiffle Ball Bash, a home run derby, an All-Star softball game featuring our 710 hosts and personalities here at the station. It's all happening at the West Covina Sports Complex on Friday, July 15th. All our shows will be broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m. through 7 p.m. in this show. Everyone in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic, if you know what I'm saying. 710 All-Star Friday Night is open to the public, but if you want to get on our VIP guest list, text STAR, S-T-A-R, to 40705. That's STAR, S-T-A-R, to 40705.
40705.
Yeah. Are you trying STAR. To get on the VIP list?
Yeah, I'm texting right now.
I mean, you're already on it, probably.
I know, but I just wanted to see what happens. So when I text STAR to 40705, it comes back to me with a text. It says ESPN LA 710, entry received for All-Star Friday Night VIP list. Please reply with a full name and email. MSG and data rates may apply. Madison Square Garden, what does that have to do with anything? Anyway, so George, I just did it. I just did it. It worked.
Okay, cool.
Now, why do you suppose we're playing a wiffle ball game on July 15th rather than like a celebrity all-star softball game? Do you think that everybody looks at the staff here at the station and goes, you know, softball could be a lot of injuries. Wiffle ball could be kind of funny. Let's just play wiffle ball. Forget softball. Softball, somebody's bound to get hurt. What do you think, George?
No, but there's two. There's a wiffle ball home run derby and okay. then a softball game.
Oh, there's a softball, the actual
Did
game.
Did you not listen to what I said?
I guess not. I guess I'm going to have to admit, I guess I didn't, really.
I kept hearing
wiffle ball. Even Mason and Ireland were talking about wiffle ball. I'm like, wait, wiffle ball? There's a wiffle ball home run derby? I'm definitely going to win that.
Cappy, we love you.
Thank you. George, you think you're going to beat me in a wiffle ball home run derby?
I won't be there, so no.
Okay, so I win automatically.
I'm going to be at Summer League.
Okay, all right, okay. Softball game, I'll probably pitch, I would think.
Sure, why not?
We should probably pitch.
Everybody's trying to be the pitcher or the catcher.
Really?
Who wants to be the catcher? That's the worst job there is.
That's the worst job.
I think they voted Morales to be the catcher.
He can't do that. That's so bad on your knees. Like,
yeah, I have horrible knees.
I feel like the youngest, most agile person should be the catcher. Otherwise, you're going to go through like
Where's
10
Carlo?
Of them.
Yeah, Carlo's very athletic and fit. He could catch.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to pitch. I don't need to pitch. I mean, Lindsay, you say you're a middle infielder. Is that right?
Yes. I got a text from Beto. He said that he's going to own you.
In the
home run derby, the wiffle ball home run derby.
In the wiffle ball home run derby, yeah. Beto says he's gonna own me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's gonna own me.
Well, but there we go. Instead of you facing off with Sedano, you can face off with Beto.
George,
there you go.
You feel like Beto is the a
other
competent
half,
replacement?
The other half of Latino Heat. Yo, Beto will crush you.
In a wiffle ball home run derby.
In whatever it is that's a physical activity.
I was going to say, Beto's the kind of guy who, like, practices for, like, the softball beer league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Beto's a pretty good athlete, bro.
As defined by what? I mean, what metric are we using here?
Like, you know,
his
like
golf
beer
videos
leagues and
where
stuff.
He's playing, where he's playing, you know, sucking on stogies.
He still plays. And
he's still playing, like, yeah. in beer leagues type stuff. You're not.
Playing beer league what, softball?
Yeah.
So it makes him a
I'm
good
fairly
athlete?
Certain he just
and he's golfing all the time, like he's active.
Yeah, he's active, like he's participating. He's sharp, constantly sharpening his skills. Whereas you haven't played in how long?
Yeah, you haven't done anything since your Iron Man in 2010.
Right, it's been a long time. It's been a while, but I did get down today in a Club Bangers ride with Alex Toussaint. No, it's true. Me and Alex Toussaint, Club Bangers today, 45 minutes. It's true, Coach. So I'm still on that Peloton, George.
Okay.
Keeping that heart beating, pal.
Beto
good for
got you.
You.
Beto
so,
got me?
Yeah, I think that. I feel fairly confident about that.
How old do you think Beto is?
Beto is about my age.
He's like
somewhere. He's
right?
A little younger, but about my age.
Okay. Yeah. And so I got a 10-year head start on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the wrong way.
Right.
Correct.
I know. You want to be younger in this case, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not so much the experience and the miles in this one, Cap.
Yeah. I wonder when Beto and I are doing his taco tour.
You know, he'll make that happen. He's already said so.
Well, Beto, if you are going to come play in place of George Sedano, you know I'd have to compete head-to-head with George. You know, I'd say I could do 50 push-ups, and then I'd fall short at 43. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to hit I don't know how many home runs. I got to survey the field. Right. Got to take a look at how deep we're going down left field and right field, George, before I decide which way am I going. Am I going righty or lefty? Because I can, you know, I can do that.
You're ambidextrous?
I can switch hit like that, George.
Okay, good for you. You know what? Speaking of good for you, Rob Manfred. I don't think I've ever said that before, to be honest with you.
What did he do?
So he did an interview with Don Van Natta, our guy here at ESPN, who's fantastic. And the thing that stuck out the most to me, and Lindsay mentioned this to me as well, is that he called the MLB's blackout policy a top priority. And I it is the dumbest thing in 2022 to have a blackout policy. Like, I understood when the NFL did it, you know, back in the day. Oh, you don't sell out the games. You're not getting on your local TV. Like, I could understand back then. But now, because you're selling some NFL Sunday ticket, Major League Baseball sells extra innings or MLB.TV, all that stuff they sell. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just stupid. And I'll give you an example. In my house yesterday, mm-hmm. okay, when all these people were here, on the TV in the living room, I could watch the Dodger game.
Okay.
But on my TV in the patio, that's just like a smart TV that I don't have like a cable box connected to.
Yep, I understand.
I could not watch the Dodger game.
Okay, just time out. I want you to understand something. I've been in the exact same predicament where in my case, I've got cable TV downstairs, but I've got a smart TV upstairs, and I can't watch certain games because the Bally Sports Channel or the Spectrum Sports Channel isn't on a particular carrier. And so then I have to try and figure out some other way to watch these games. And then I wind up watching them on my phone because I can't see them.
Well, why don't you just go downstairs in that scenario?
Well, I think I'm making the same complaint that you're making.
No, no. I mean, this is a random scenario. My thing is just the stream. I think we're both... Right, but you didn't have, like, guests over. Like, you know, we were having guests outside.
Oh, you you wanted all your guests to see the Dodger game.
Right, people wanted to see the Dodger game.
And you couldn't... You provided Tequila Mandala, but no Dodger game.
Right, because on the MLB app on Roku, you can't get it because it's blacked out.
That
Even
is
though
weak sauce.
I have... Spectrum Sports, even though I pay, you know, whatever it is, $200 a year for MLB Extra Innings. Like, it's the stupidest thing ever.
Couldn't you use the Spectrum app on your smart TV and pull
it up?
I
don't know if they had one that I could use on Roku. Maybe they do now, but I for a while they did not.
I have no idea if what I just said even exists. I just wanted to make it seem like I was super techie and maybe knew something that you didn't know.
I don't think so, because even when they had like the Fox game of the week and it was a local game, like let's say like the Dodgers were playing in the Fox game of the week, you wouldn't be allowed to stream it on the Fox app.
Huh. Yeah, it's really stupid.
Because it's in market. You're basically not allowed to stream anything that's in your market.
Right, which is really dumb. If you're paying for the service, you should absolutely be able to watch it.
Yeah, that's very annoying. And again, I've been in what I would call a somewhat similar situation. Cable TV,
right.
The channels that I want.
Yeah.
Then I go up to my streaming service and it's not on a YouTube
right.
TV or it's
right.
And I'm like, it's so frustrating.
Yeah. But yeah, you didn't go downstairs.
No, I didn't, because then what I did is I watched it on my phone.
Right.
Because somebody.
See, but that's on
who.
You. Again, like Freddie yeah. Freeman. That's on you.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, if we wanted to entertain outside and mm-hmm. the people wanted to stay outside. So it was like, all right, fine. I ended up putting the Padres game on. It's hysterical. I could get the Padres game on my MLB app. I couldn't get the Dodgers. It's the dumbest thing ever.
And at what time of this game? Do you happen to recall what time of the game, like where they were in the game?
It was like in the eighth inning yesterday. By the time I turned it on, when I got home, I was like, oh, I should try the Dodger game and see if I can get it to stream. And then I was like, oh, that's right. I can't because of the blackout rules. It's so stupid.
It's unbelievable, by the way, that the Dodgers have lost these games to Colorado.
Yeah. They're winning now, though.
Yeah, but
they're up 4-0 in the second.
But just unbelievable. Take a listen to this. The Dodgers so far this season against the Pirates and the Rockies. Just two bad teams.
Oh, they're terrible against them.
2-9.
Yeah.
Against everybody else they've played, 43-19.
Yeah. It's insane.
Right.
Insane in the membrane.
You know it.
You were supposed to say insane in the brain.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain. Hey. Whoa. Why did you make it? Why did you make it like, again, the Simpsons grandfather? Why was that
voice.
Necessary?
Don't you think in that song they're like insane in the brain, and then the guy goes insane in the brain. He makes like these noises. No.
Oh, look! People are telling me there's a Spectrum app on Roku now.
Hey, listen to me.
Now I'm going to put it on all the TVs.
Why didn't you just put the Spectrum app on your thing on your Roku?
But still, even if you didn't have the Spectrum app or you didn't have cable, you still can't stream
it. It's still stupid that I buy the MLB Extra Innings package and I can't watch the local team on the streaming.
That is crazy.
I mean, it doesn't change the fact that that's still stupid.
Well,
but thank
sounds
you
like
for
the
that.
Commissioner. Sounds like the commissioner is going to fix your problem.
Well, he better.
You going to throw
Focus
hands?
Hmm?
What are you going to do? You going to throw some hands with the commish?
No. You know, he'll get a sternly worded letter.
Typed on your typewriter.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, Cappy, I'm going to give you a little football fantasy love. You ready
Ooh,
for that?
I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Come on, Cappy. Give it to me. I'll give you. Let me see. What would I give you if you get this right? If you get this right, I will hook you up.
No Shazamming either.
Yeah, he's already Shazammed it, probably. Who is the performer on this song? You can give me one of them. There's actually technically four. Different performers on this track.
Someone's
right
being featured.
There's somebody who's actually being featured in this song?
Yeah, there's a featured, mm-hmm. Yeah. I will bring it in again. If you tell me one of the four people who are on this particular track. So you got to give it to me. I give you five more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
I got it.
Who?
How about Cascade?
You're so full of crap. You shazammed
that.
You totally shazammed that.
I did not shazam anything.
Yes, you did.
You totally shazammed that.
Is this
that
featuring Hala?
Yeah.
You totally shazammed it.
There's no way.
You would have gotten this.
You're so stupid. That's why you were silent for so long.
No shazamming, Cappy.
You want to know the funny part, though, is that once I heard George like starting to set this up, like, all right, I'm going to give you, and I'm like, okay, he's going to ask me who this is.
Yeah.
And then
shazamming. You immediately went and put it on your headphones.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't want to sound really dumb. Like, Cascade is spelled Kaskade, so I just assumed the pronunciation was Cascade. And it's featuring Hayl, and I thought that would be Hala.
Yeah.
The other two, KX5, what do I call them?
KX5.
Okay, and then the other ones are Dead Meow 5? What is that? Who are they?
Dead Meow.
Who are the Dead Meows? Who are the Dead Meow 5? Is that like the Jackson 5?
It's not a they.
Meow.
It's
this is going to be a promo, Cappy.
This is the promo. No question about it.
Meow.
It's Dead Mouse, man. Dead Mouse.
Oh, man.
All right, hold on a second. It's spelled DEADMAU5. That's Dead Mouse?
It's just creative.
I'm so proud of myself for bringing this song up.
It's just creative, yeah.
Dead Mouse. Please.
Dead Meow 5.
And you made them like a group.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who are the Dead Meows? Are there five of them? Like the Jackson 5.
The Dead Meow 5.
Oh, Cappy. That's so great.
That was good.
Oh, thank God for Shazam.
Yeah. By the way, Animal George tweeted me. The Animal George at JM Mendoza Jr. 1 said, at Sedano, it's Cascade and Deadmau5. He knew it.
He knew Deadmau5.
Yeah.
He spelled Deadmau5 with a 5 rather than an S?
Yeah, he tagged them, both Cascade and Deadmau5.
Really, he did?
Yeah.
That's cool. See, like when I tagged Harry Styles telling him how much I dug his new album when his joint dropped?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that what you call it, Laura?
Cappy, do you have SiriusXM?
I do.
Yeah. You should listen to BPM, Channel 51. You'll get a lot of Deadmau5 in Cascade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Dead Meow 5, though. But yeah.
The Dead Meow 5 is a different group. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad.
All right, Cappy. I got something for you. I know you love a little football. So I found this story today on one of my favorite football websites called The 33rd Team. And they have basically a dozen of their analysts choose from a pool of 75 players in the NFL that are 25 and under. And they're generating kind of their top 25 best players under, 25 or under. And I'm going to focus here on the top 10.
Okay.
I want to see, Laura, can you give me some football music? Just anything that is like football-y kind of music or makes you feel like football is in the air, and it will be soon. There'll be practices happening soon.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, George, while we're getting some football music together, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. One of the great Sedano and Cap listeners has sent me a message that says if to fix your whole baseball problem, you hook up your Fire Stick on every TV and you watch it all for free. What does that mean? Does anybody know what that means?
Yeah, that means you get stuff illegally, basically.
Why? What is a Fire Stick not a legal device?
No, it is, but he means to get it souped up.
Oh. How do I do that?
Yeah, that's like the guy that called and they like jailbreak them.
One of your former partners got into big trouble with something like that many years ago with those DirecTV cards, so be careful.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. All right, this is good. Crank it up, Laura, the music here. This feels like the NFL. Yeah, right? Doesn't this feel like the NFL?
This feels like NFL Films music playing right now on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
All right, Cappy, you fancy yourself an NFL, like an insider in a lot of ways.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
Are you an insider or are you still an outsider? Are you an outsider in the NFL too?
No, I'd say that I have been on the inside.
Okay.
Of the ropes.
So there's this list. They came up with the top 25 players, 25 and under. We're going to focus on the top 10. I'm curious to see how many you get.
How many are the top 10 players in the NFL?
Right. This is 12 panelists voted on this and, basically voted, 1 through 75 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and give me 1 through 10, and then when we're done, I'll fill in the gaps.
These are the top 10 players under 25. If you get three strikes
and you're out, okay?
Here goes. Top 10 players in the NFL that are under 25 years old.
25 and under.
Okay. The quarterback in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is number 2 on the list, actually, yes?
Okay. Let's see here. Because the hard part of this is how old are these kids? How about the receiver in Seattle, the big, tall guy who's super fast, DK Metcalf. He's a young guy.
The big, tall guy. DK Metcalf is on the list, but not in the top 10.
Strike. I'm having to try and figure out who guys are that are under 25. Oh, you know who's under 25? Because he came into the NFL real, real young. The quarterback in Baltimore, Lamar Jackson. He's in
Lamar Jackson is on the list. He's also number 3 on the list. So Joe Burrow 2, Lamar Jackson 3. You still have 8 more spots, and you have 2 more strikes.
Well, this one, it pains me, although I can't say that. I love the player. I just hate the team. And he's only going into his third year, so I'm going to guess Justin Herbert is probably in the top 10.
He is in the top 10. He is number 1 on the list, 25 and under, Justin Herbert. So you've knocked out number 1, 2, and 3, Herbert, Burrow, Jackson. You still have 2 strikes.
Yeah, the problem is that now I'm going to get into quarterbacks. I don't know who else is under 25. Kyler Murray, is he under 25?
Kyler Murray is also on the list. He's number 7 on the list. So you have Herbert, Burrow, Jackson, 1, 2, 3, and Kyler Murray, 7. You have 4 knocked out. You have 2 more strikes, 6 more to go.
God, I'm telling you right now, George, this is hard to do this on the fly, not because I got to think about who these guys are and how long they've been in the league.
Mm-hmm.
The defensive end from the Raiders, Crosby, how old is that kid? He's young.
Max Crosby is 25 and under. He is on the list, but not in the top 10. He is number 22 on the list. So you have 2 strikes now. You have 1 more strike to go.
There's the receiver that Burrow has in Cincinnati, because he was a rookie last year. Is it Chase?
Jamar Chase is number 6 on the list, so you get that one. So now you have Herbert, Burrow, Jackson, 1, 2, 3. You have Jamar Chase 6, Kyler Murray 7. So you've got 5 more to go, and you only have 1 strike left.
The receiver for the Cowboys, Lamb. He's
CeeDee
a
Lamb?
Young player. Yeah, I think he's a second or third year, third year maybe, going into his fourth maybe.
CeeDee Lamb is on the list, but not in the top 10. He's number 21, so that is your 3rd strike.
Mm.
So here is the list, 1 through 10. Herbert 1, as you got, Burrow 2. Lamar Jackson 3, Justin Jefferson number 4,
wide
receiver for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I should have thought of that.
Nick Bosa, the San Francisco 49ers.
He's going to be a third or fourth year guy. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, he's a young guy. Okay.
Jamar Chase, you got 6. Kyler Murray, you got 7. Micah Parsons, number 8.
No, I would never have gotten that.
You would have never gotten the Cowboys linebacker, really?
Nope.
Okay. Then
I think
got,
I was thinking skill guys, George. I was thinking quarterbacks, receivers, running backs. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But you mentioned Max Crosby. He's not a skill guy.
I did, but that was only because I was like thinking Raiders, you know? Okay.
Right. The next one is number 9. It is Tristan Wirfs, the tackle for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
No chance I would have gotten that.
Your boyfriend Tom Brady?
Nope, no chance.
Yeah, and then Jair Alexander of the Green Bay Packers, the corner. Jair Alexander, who just got, I believe, the richest contract for a corner in the league. He surpassed Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. You know, 25 and under, top 10 players in the NFL, you got to really think about how long has this guy been in the league. And I always start with quarterbacks. That's why Burrow, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Kyler Murray, those were kind of ones that jumped out because they're young.
Yeah. So that's the list right there, Cappy. A little football for you.
I know. Listen, I'm excited. Today is June 29th. We'll have the 4th of July.
Well, we've got a month till camps, basically.
Right, I know, but George, the way I know I look at the sports calendar is slightly different than the way you look at it, meaning you look at it as, in July, what happens?
Free agency and then the summer league and then camps open.
Right. For me, I look at it as 4th of July. Summer league was never really on my radar. It was opening day at Del Mar.
It will be this year.
Of course it will. Opening day at Del Mar for horse racing and then NFL training camps open. You know, then we can go to UC Irvine for Rams training camp. So, yeah, I mean, before you know it, football season will be here. Yeah. Can't wait.
All right, quick break. Big Deal or No Deal is next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks, Christopher. We're really excited to play Big Deal or No Deal. Maybe we'll listen to some more Dead Meow 5 on the other side, too.
Dude, Dead Meow 5 rocks the freaking house.
Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Sedano. I love Dead Meow 5. He's my fave DJ ever.
Oh, he's a DJ?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Cappy, what are we going to do with you?
Take me to an EDM show and introduce me
we
to
tried.
All the dead meows.
You said you didn't want to go to the Electric Daisy Carnival.
Right, we were
going
to take you to Electric Daisy Carnival.
You didn't
I went
go.
To some. I went to some concert one time where it was a couple of DJs, and I was like, wait a second, we're all here to see these guys spin records?
Really? Dude, it's a blast.
I got to think of what the name of the band was.
It wasn't
well,
a, band,
a band,
it was a DJ.
Yeah, they're not a band, DJ, they're DJs. Yeah.
All right, so yeah. While you think of that, I will
do
start
you
want to
book it right now for 2023?
What's the date, George? You know?
I feel like the one for 2022 is soon.
No, it's already passed
it?
In
oh,
Vegas.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. May 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Okay, maybe we'll do the
I
show.
I mean, it's
up
during
then.
The playoffs, so I mean, it might be tough for me, but you know, I'll figure it out.
All right.
It's always tough for you, Sedano.
Sedano. There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff. Okay, so millions of Americans fall asleep every night right in front of the TV, but a new study has found that that practice could contribute to an early death.
Oh.
Researchers examined the impact of ambient light on the health and sleeping habits of about 552 people. The study found that those who slept with even the slightest ambient lighting were more likely to suffer from diabetes, obesity, and hypertension. Insulin resistance was also more likely to occur in the morning after people slept in a room with dim lighting, such as that emitted by a TV set. So for you guys, I don't know if you're TV sleepers or not, are the results of this study a big deal or no deal? Cappy.
I'm going to say that it is a big deal because I do think that a lot of people go to sleep with the television on. Think they all think that's how they go to sleep, you know? Like, okay, who's going to bore me right into sleeping? And I have stopped watching TV to go to bed. Like, I literally used to sleep with the television on. And I would kind of convince myself that I was taking in content while I was sleeping. But I really wasn't, and it was annoying, and I stopped doing it. And so I think a lot of people do it, so I'm going big deal.
So I used to do it. I do it differently now. I watch TV, and then when I'm done watching TV before I – now, sometimes I may doze off for a little bit, and then I'll turn it off. But I don't leave it on all night anymore. And I used to do that for a long time. And I generally just watch TV until I'm ready to go to bed, and then I'll turn it off, and then I'll go to sleep.
Yeah. I used to do it. And then we had, I feel like there was a study like this that came out about like any type of light whatsoever, not even necessarily like light from a TV. So now I listen to podcasts to go to sleep. So, you know, I'm still having some type of brain stimulation because I feel like I can't fall asleep when it's just quiet. I need fans and music or podcast or something. All right, so next one. There appears to be another chapter in the Rachel Yucatel Tiger Woods saga.
Oh, I thought you meant Rachel, rubber.
Yeah, like rubber Rachel, like my rubber Rachel.
No, not your rubber Rachel, unless you dated Tiger Woods.
Cappy, did you see what? Hold on, I'm going to send you. Our buddy Beto in Whittier sent a GIF of Dead Mouse in action. Hold on, I'll send it to you here in the chat. He wears a mouse. He was actually sued once by Disney.
Really?
And won, I don't know if he won the lawsuit or whatever, but he, yeah.
I think he still wears it, so he must have settled on something.
No, right, something worked out. But, yeah, but if you click on that, Cappy, you'll see that that's him in doing his thing with his mouse helmet on.
This is the Dead Meow guy.
Yes, Dead Meow, yes.
Cappy, are you familiar with the DJ who wears the marshmallow on his head?
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Yeah, Marshmallow. Yeah.
Yeah, my nephew witnessed him for Halloween. And I was like, what is that? He's like, Marshmallow. And I was like, oh, okay.
I've seen that guy. He kind of freaks me out, kind of scares me like a clown painting in my grandmother's house. You know what I'm saying?
Then the Dead Meow 5, his head would definitely scare you because I feel like that one's scarier. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's next then?
Okay, so as I was saying, there's another chapter in the Rachel Yucatel Tiger Woods saga, which came to light back in 2009. Here we are 13 years later with new details about their affair coming our way. Yucatel is being represented by a top book agent who's shopping her new tell-all memoir, which claims to give more untold insight into her affair with Tiger Woods. Woo.
Okay.
Sounds salacious.
Mm-hmm.
Is this book a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
Unfortunately for Rachel Yucatel, it's no deal. To her, it's a big deal. She's like, this is what I got. I mean, I got this story, and he's the most famous guy in the world, you know, sports figure. And people really do want to know all this stuff. And as I recall, you guys remember the documentary they did on, I guess, was it ESPN? Who did that documentary?
Yes.
I think it was
HBO. HBO.
Okay.
Well, whatever. I mean, she was in it, remember? But
she's a big part of it.
Yeah, but she didn't. I don't think she ever really got deep. And that's kind of what most of us want is like deep details. But even then, I know she's just trying to sell a book, so I'm not even sure I was going to buy it. Not the book. I mean the story. I'm saying no deal.
Oh, I buy her story, totally.
Yeah.
Sedano?
I would not. I don't care enough. I already saw what she said on the HBO doc. I'm good. Like, I don't need to know anymore. But people will buy it, as I'm guessing, yes.
I don't think I'd buy it, but if somebody had it that, like, you know, send me a free copy, or if someone had it and it was, like, laying around, I would definitely look at it.
If a crazy quote comes out, like, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Wait till they, like,
but I'm not buying
guest.
It. Like, yeah, I don't care.
Rachel Yucatel can be a guest on your sports talk radio station.
Really?
We're not doing that. Oh, yeah.
They're going to send us the advanced copy of the book?
Yeah, and then they want her to come on and talk about it. You don't get those pitches, Cap?
Not anymore, I don't.
Hmm. Sorry.
Lindsay gets them all the time.
Yeah, I would love to get those. I'd love to get on some of those lists.
I'll make sure I forward everything to you moving forward.
Because remember, I want that Alan Shipnuck book, the guy who wrote the Phil Mickelson
tell-all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I did email them about that. I'll have to follow up on it.
Guess they're not doing publicity, huh?
I'm guessing no. I mean, you haven't heard anything from the guy.
No, you haven't. Don't know anybody who has the book. Don't know anybody that's read it. Don't even know if it's out.
It is out. It's out on Amazon.
Hmm.
Okay, so next. This year's Spirits Tequila competition was reportedly the largest iteration ever, with almost 5,000 different alcoholic brands participating. And guess what? LeBron's tequila brand, Lobos 1707 Reposado Tequila, took home the Best Reposado Tequila Award in this year's competition. It was in San Francisco, and he defeated, guess who? Michael Jordan's Cinqueur Tequila, along with 100 other brands in the category. So now I guess you could say LeBron is the tequila goat among NBA players. Is this a big deal or no deal to him, Cappy?
Well, to LeBron, it's a big deal, but you mentioned categories. So I wonder if this is a tequila that was made by NBA player who's got his name plastered? Is the category NBA players?
The category is Reposado.
Come on. Mm-hmm. LeBron.
I've had it. It's good.
Yeah, but come on. It's Tequila Mandala.
I'm just saying. But it's not Tequila Mandala, but it's maybe Tequila Mandala wasn't in this this competition.
I guess then I'd like to see who he's competing against.
Well, I mean, it says there was
Michael Jordan and Jeannie Buss.
Yeah, and 100 other brands.
Really?
Brianna said it's really good. I got it for him for Christmas. He said it was good.
It's good. I like Tequila Mandala better, but it's good. It's not. I'm not knocking it.
I would say this. Congratulations to LeBron. I mean, what can you not do? You know? Greatest basketball player of your generation. Billionaire. Media mogul. And now, a championship tequila maker. LeBron James.
Wait, can we also talk about real quick here, side note, that he was hanging out with Adele and Rich Paul at Kevin Love's wedding this past weekend.
Yeah,
and they all looked so glamorous and fancy. It's like we were at the Mandy's. They were at Kevin Love's wedding. And they look like they're on a magazine cover. So jealous.
Really? You wanted to go to Kevin Love's wedding or you just want to hang out with these guys?
I mean, I just feel like it's a pretty cool flex. Like LeBron's just taking a picture with his best friend and Adele, you know. She's like one of the most famous artists on the planet, I think.
You like that flex, huh?
I think it's cool.
I mean, you would totally flex that if you were friends with Adele.
Hell yeah, dude. If I was getting onto Adele's private jet, I'd be like, hold on, Adele. Before you walk all the way up the stairs, let me take a picture of us. Hold on.
She probably flies on their private jet, on Rich's private jet, because he's probably, I mean, he's not richer than her, but like, you know. Don't you think in that situation the man would be the one that schedules the private jet?
If the man was scheduling the private jet, it'd be LeBron telling Rich to schedule the private jet.
Why would LeBron be telling Rich? Like Rich,
he makes a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, he's got a lot of clients.
LeBron,
man.
Not the origin of all of this. Is it not?
He's LeBron's
not
E, like you know.
But he's not E from Entourage, bro. I mean,
you don't think he is?
No, I mean, that's who I meant. Like, Turtle from Entourage.
No, he's more like E from Entourage. More like E.
Rich is probably the most powerful NBA agent there is right now.
Okay, but yeah. LeBron has brought him with him. That's how Rich became rich, right?
I mean, but LeBron helped him get a head start in the sense of, like, he got him the ability to work with Leon Rose and CAA and those guys and learn the ropes. But he does all the stuff himself. LeBron's not there, like, you know, doing the agenting business with him.
And, like, giving him allowance and stuff. Like, he makes his own money.
All I'm saying is, hey, it's me and LeBron. It's Adele and LeBron's wife. So we're all getting on LeBron's plane. That's all I'm saying. I think in that foursome, I think LeBron's got the plane.
You're probably right. I was just suggesting that it's probably not Adele because I don't
think
LeBron would
have. LeBron's pretty cheap, bro. Remember I told you this. He didn't pay for the Pandora without commercials.
Well, I didn't pay for it either, and well, I guess I am cheap, actually.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that makes him ultra cheap. No, it does, because think about his net worth versus my net worth, and if we're both getting the same level of Pandora because we're both too cheap to blank out the commercials and pay for it, that makes him like 150 million times cheaper than me.
Perhaps.
Whatever you say.
That's Big Deal or No Deal each and every day at 6:30. I like the music. It's very relaxing right now.
It was very soothing today. I needed it. Boy, a lot is going on in the community right now. This whole dead meow thing has just taken on a life of its own.
It has taken on a life of its own. You know? It just, you know, that's how you are, Cappy.
What's that one guy, though, that I'm best friends with, the DJ that I took pictures with at the Super Bowl?
Diplo.
Yeah. See, now him I'm down with.
Yeah.
The dead meow guy, I didn't know.
Coming up next, we've got some great birthdays, some great anniversaries, and some national days here, Cappy, some holidays. One in particular that's got your name written all over it.
Ooh.
You ready for it?
I am. Tell me more.
We'll do it next. All right, Cappy, who's this?
Please tell me it's the Dead Meow 5.
Oh, come on.
Is it?
I mean, it's the same song we just played.
I had to run it back, Cap.
Yeah, run it back. Like Aaron Donald, run it back.
Exactly, like the Rams want to do, run it back.
This is a good jam. Who's the person singing? Is this Cascade?
It's Hala.
Oh, that's Hala.
Mm-hmm.
Or as you said, Hala.
Hala.
Yeah.
Hala.
Yeah.
And who's
or
the KX5
you mean
Hala, people?
Like the bread.
Oh, I love a nice Hala bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's really good on challah bread? Grilled cheese with bacon, which kind of goes against the whole theory of challah bread.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
right?
Yeah. People are now sending us pictures that they took with Dead Meow 5.
Yeah.
Without the mask.
Too bad this didn't happen last week so Dead Meow 5 could show up at the Mandy Awards.
Oh, my God. It would have been fantastic. It's for next year now. Somebody's going to show up in a Dead Mouse.
Someone could show up to the softball thing as Dead Meow 5.
In a Dead Mouse costume and with like a sign on their shirt that says Dead Meow 5.
Does the Dead Mouse dude, does he show up with like a mouse trap around him? Like I'm a dead mouse.
Where's the mouse thing that I just showed you?
I just saw the head, like the Mickey Mouse
thing. That's his thing. That's what he does. That's his shtick.
It's kind of like the jack-in-the-box guy. Like, you don't really know who he is.
Right. It's similar, except it's kind of cool because it's digital, too. And it blinks.
And his head
don't
blinks.
Call him the Mickey Mouse guy because, you know, didn't he just say, Serrano just told
you. Yeah, don't call him that. Well, you said jack-in-the-box guy.
But... No, before that he said that.
He does kind of look like the jack-in-the-box guy, though.
A
with
little
ears.
Bit. Yeah. So Dead Meow 5 is, you know. There you go. Michael Thompson would be laughing so hard right now at you. He's a big EDM guy, Michael Thompson. Did you know
that? Now I'm gonna have to get some of this this LeBron tequila everybody's hitting me up about.
I have some. I can just give it to you.
Lindsay, didn't you give me a bottle of this for Christmas?
Yeah, I did.
And then didn't I thank Chris Morales for it
as
he gave it to me?
Uh-huh. Yep, that's exactly what happened.
And then I apologized to you because I didn't realize it came from you. You know, I have that bottle. And I was looking at it recently, and I said, this is the bottle that Lindsay gave me that's LeBron's tequila. Now that I know it's award-winning, I feel like as an award winner myself, I should drink some of LeBron's award-winning tequila.
There you go. You have that in common now.
Oh, yeah. Me and LeBron. I got to get him on the show now. Yeah. Now I really got to get him on the show.
You're both Hall of Famers, and you're both award-winning.
Right. Yeah. How many MVPs does LeBron have?
4.
Oh, man, he's got me beat.
Yeah. You only have one now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, today's national holiday, National Hug Day.
Oh, bring it in, sucka. Oh, National Hug Day?
Yeah, Hug Holiday.
Oh, I didn't know today was National Hug Day.
You would have brought it in with everybody today.
Oh, every person. I'd be like, yo, are you celebrating? They're celebrating what? Hug Day. Bring it in.
Yeah.
You know how many people came up to me at the Mandy's and said, hey, does bring it in really mean bring it in, or does it mean like fist bump? I'm like, no, bro, hug it out. Let's go. Let's come on.
Yeah. No, I was a fist bumper. An occasional handshake.
Yeah, I did a lot of hugging. A lot of hugging at the Mandy's. Yeah.
I did, like, you know, sort of hugging, like when I took pictures. Like
side hugs.
Yeah.
Does that count, Laura?
That's not a real hug. No.
I mean, it's, your arm is around somebody taking a picture and smiling. Is that a hug?
No. Yeah.
Or is that, well?
That's a picture pose.
Ah, picture pose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a caress.
No, that was like a cappy, creepy reference, I feel like. A caress. That implies so much more.
Really?
A caress.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, yes, it does.
George, you are caressing the 710 listeners?
See what I mean?
I gave them a gentle, loving touch.
It's along the lines of, you smell delicious.
No. Caress literally means like a gentle touch.
Hold on, wait. Let me Google caress.
Yeah,
don't be the
that,
you
gentle
smell
touching.
Delicious kind of cappy creepy. Yeah.
A gentle touch or gesture of fondness, tenderness, or love.
Okay, but a gentle touch is the definition. That's like a real definition. That's not like
Wait. An act of endearment, an expression of affection by touch, as by stroking or patting with the hand, as
okay, well, that's like
conjugal
the third definition.
Caresses.
That's now like the third definition you're reading. But the first thing out of your mouth was gentle touch.
You smell delicious.
No,
can I caress you?
Yeah, no, that was...
That would have been, hell nah, bro. Now back off. Mm-mm. I'm about to fight Cap. Nope.
Yeah, there was that one weird movement where... Your boyfriend was standing closer to me, and I was up and down on him, and I was describing all the things I liked about him.
You were not up and down. You were looking at him up and down. Let's clarify.
Dude, you moved him. You, like, literally moved him around.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm George. You were mentioning today's hug holiday, you know?
Oh, yeah. So today's hug holiday. Let me sneak in the other ones. International Fisherman Day. You a fisherman, Cappy?
I have fished. I love fishing, as a matter of fact. I went out about a year or so ago, I caught a bunch of fish, man.
Yeah. You caught that whale that one time we thought you photoshopped.
Right. Well, I didn't really hook them and bring them in the boat.
No, I'm just joking, yes.
But I did bring in some yellowtail, which were really nice. And then I had them cleaned and put them in my freezer and then never ate them and threw them in the garbage.
And speaking of pictures, National Camera Day, also National Day of Joy, and National Waffle Iron Day.
Okay, National Waffle Iron Day. But let me tell you what else today is.
You don't
George.
Like a good waffle?
Oh, I love a good waffle.
Okay.
You know what else today is?
What?
Today is Fred Gandy's 74th birthday.
Oh.
Of Love Boat fame.
Yeah, of course.
Love Boat.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there we go.
Everyone, set your course for adventure, your mind on a new romance.
Did you call him Fred Gandy?
Isn't that his name? Gandy? Grandy?
No, Grandy.
Grandy. Fred Gandy Grandy.
Yeah.
You know
gopher.
Him so well.
Gopher. Yeah,
he's
gopher.
Like, yeah, he's gopher. Yeah.
Didn't he also become like a politician?
I think so, yeah. Also today, Gary Busey's birthday.
Gary Busey.
Great actor, weird, apparently a kind of like a strange bird. One of the greatest episodes of Entourage, and I know I make a lot of Entourage references because I loved that show back then. And one of the funniest episodes was the Gary Busey episode. Also, as we mentioned, Kawhi Leonard. Happy 31st birthday to Kawhi Leonard.
Can't believe Kawhi is only 31. But it makes sense. But I just, again, when I found out that Kawhi was 31 today, I'm like, damn, 31?
Yeah.
And I only say it like that because, you know, I just know Kawhi, the 17-year-old kid.
Right. No, I get it. You're old, bro. And, you know, he's older, and you know, that happens.
Well, right, but that's 14 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Hey, you know what's coming up in... forget about 14 years in like 4 minutes is LAFC.
LAFC tonight on 710 ESPN.
They're taking on FC Dallas.
They're taking on FC Dallas.
Is Rogo there?
Gentlemen.
Mark Rogandino in the house?
Yeah, Mark.
I'm here. I'm here. Can I just say something real quick to you guys?
Go ahead.
I love the tequila talk, number one. Yeah. And I was not invited to Kevin Love's wedding or the Mandy's. So, I mean, how do I get on one of those lists?
Yeah. Cappy,
you want to help him? The Mandy's.
Mario dropped the ball.
Mandy's.
Mario.
That's in fact, Rogue, you ready for this?
Okay.
On Friday night at the after party, also something that you apparently did not get your invitation to, I was standing there talking to Mario, and who was standing next to me with me was Rachel. And we were talking about you, and I was saying that Rachel babysat you as a kid.
Oh, it just takes me back to memory lane. My best Roro Rachel story was she had my brother and I with an old-fashioned bike pump up the tire on her car so that she could get to wherever she was going, Scott. and she bought us each an ice cream.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
Very nice. Very interesting.
Guys, speaking of the Mandy's, we got to get Rogo out there for sure next year. But also, we got to add some categories like best play-by-play team.
Yeah.
My boys, you go. That's a good one,
Den
Mario.
Holm
I'm with
and
you.
Rogo. I don't know who's going to keep up with my boys.
I would go for you guys, for sure. There's no question about it. Michael and John, whatever. Get out of here.
Well, how about J.B. Long and team?
I mean, J.B. Long and team are great. I mean, they are too, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, listen to Dave and Rogo. I mean, come on.
If you think about it, usually you get an extra cachet if your team is winning. So JB Long and crew, along with Dave and I, with teams winning, we'd probably be at the top of the pot.
Now, Cappy, can you give Rogo your Mario impression on the way out?
Hey, Mario, who's LAFC got tonight? Just give me a little content.
FC Dallas. Okay.
It's a midweek clash at the bank.
It's a midweek clash at the bank as your LAFC welcome Dallas FC to LA.
Or FC Dallas, but it's okay. Guys, have a great broadcast. Thanks for hanging out with us and putting up with our nonsense.
All right.
There it is. LAFC, FC Dallas is coming up next. Great job, Cappy, Laura, and Lindsay. We will see you mañana.